Ware grew up in a small village in Thailand, and her mother died a year ago, June. And in Thailand, you honor a person's death on the first year of their anniversary. And so she went home, and she held a festival day at the local school and fed the children and the teachers a really beautiful lunch. And part of it was she brought bottled water. And that was the thing the kids were really excited about, was the bottled water. These are kids who are from poor families, and, you know, having a big meal was a treat, but the water kind of trumped it. And they were really sad when she ran out. And she hadn't really predicted that. She didn't realize that they were drinking rain runoff from the roof, and in it was sediment from the red painted roof and whatever else is on the roof. And so we had been talking for years about doing some kind of service project there. And so then we found our project, what would be the good thing to do.
So the runoff from the roof has sediment, and your project would filter that same water, right?
Actually, we found a filter, and we've talked to the people in charge of the school, and they have a well as well. And that's a much more reliable source of water than the rain. However, it's an agricultural area, so we are buying a reverse osmosis filtration system. And that filter costs about $3,000, and we'll need a couple of pumps. And we have local people volunteering their labor and ours. We're covering all our travel expenses, so we are seeking donations, but all the donations will go directly to the project.
Okay, and can you kind of break down what the money will be paying for with the project?
Okay, there'll be the filter system, which is $3,000. There's a pump that I believe is $465. We have to have one big pump to pull the water from the well and through the filter system. And then we have a second smaller pump that is $155, I think. It's just small because it's taking the filtered water and putting it into a storage tank. So we have to buy the tank, and we don't have a price for that yet, but I don't think it'll be that expensive. Probably
okay.
$300 we're estimating. And then we would like to ideally leave them with some money in trust to maintain the system, because it doesn't make any sense to put in a system if they don't have the resources to keep it up.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a pretty small school and a small number of students.
It's a village of 600 people, and there are about 120 students and teachers at the school. But because of the situation in the town, it's a poor village, we would like to buy a filter that would provide 3,000 liters of water a day. And the taps are actually in an open, covered area outside, so the water will be accessible to everyone in the village.
All right. So I understand how this ties into Petersburg with your family. How does the fundraising tie into Petersburg? What are you doing locally here?
Oh, during Oktoberfest, Ware will be selling her Thai food, and I think everyone's pretty aware of her delicious Thai food that she sells at Mayfest and Oktoberfest. But this year, she's going to donate all the proceeds to this water project. And then Clara and her dad and I are doing a pie sale for Thanksgiving, apple pies and pumpkin pies. We're going to be pre-selling them at Oktoberfest. Or people can call me and order a pie or two or three.
Okay. And it looks like you also have some information online that people can, if they want more information about the project, they can.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, and we're doing fundraising on Fundraiser. It's fundraiser.com. And actually, I just put that up night before last, and so far we have made $275 on the site, and a couple people are sending me checks. They messaged me and they're sending me checks. So in 2 days on Fundraiser, we made $475, which is pretty exciting to have that kind of support.
All right. Is there anything else that you think the public should know about this that I haven't asked you about?
I guess also just for me personally, the reason I've always wanted to do this is because I wanted Kate, when she's going to be 8 in a couple weeks, and I've always thought that it would be nice at about this time to do some kind of service project with her so that she can, I kind of get choked up about this. I want her to know the feeling of helping others, how that feels, and that she can make a difference in the world. she'll also get a sense of just how lucky she is to live where she does, to have the resources she has, the comforts, and the access to so many things that those kids don't have.